Hallelujah. The Lord said to me, saying, walk not in the ways of these people. Don't call a confederacy the thing that they call a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear. But sanctify the Lord in your heart. And let him be your fear, let him be your day. And it shall be to you for a sanctuary. It shall be your night of demarcation. Why, it's our redemptive right. Ye are a peculiar people. Don't lose your identity to the environment. You are a peculiar people. You are a special species of human beings. Your case is ordained to be different at all times. And in every place. And what has been written has been written. So whatever makes you look like them, ends here tonight. Whatever makes you suffer what they suffer, ends here tonight. Whatever subjects you to the fear that they fear, ends over finally tonight. The day of vengeance in my heart, because the year of my redeemed has come. Now with the word coming your way, your year has come. Your year to be launched into that realm of more than a conqueror has finally come. In the name of Jesus. So settle down, because nothing dies in your hand again. Nothing goes down in your life again. Nothing dies in your hand from today. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have called and we have come. Now, wipe away tears from all four faces. Let the plague of struggling for survival end in every life tonight. Swallow the fear of death in victory tonight. In the name of Jesus. For every fisherman, you apply a bait that the fish will see as a means of life, not knowing it is death. Oh my God, fresh supply. That's what fear does. Is the bait in the hand of the devil. The devil lost all the powers to Jesus. There is not, he said, all powers in heaven and on earth. He has nothing more in his hand but deception, devices, wiles. My God, he's developed capacity enough to deceive the whole world at the same time. To deceive the whole world at the same time. Don't play with him. He's an ancient player. He has capacity to deceive the whole world. You see that in the Bible? And the devil that deceived the whole world, he has developed capacity over the years. He succeeded in gathering a third of the angels with him under the nose of God. My God, that man And when the power of God crushed him, that nature was left. He has lost all the power. He has only that weapon of deception. And his victims are people with spiritual ignorance. Not intellectual ignorance. I mean, everybody fears. The man who is doing the search on it, if he hears, bam, he lies under the bed. If the bed is getting too small, he goes into a hole. Amen. What you see and smile and go to bed? No. In the name of Jesus, it will not catch you again with his skills. Your future is sure. Your eternity is certain. Give the Lord a big hand and get seated. Don't say, I refuse to be deceived. Get to know. For those who do know shall be strong. They shall be as immovable as Mount Zion. It's revelation knowledge that tears supernatural faith and puts you on top of your circumstances. No games. My prayer tonight that the spirit of fear will depart from your life forever. Because the spirit of faith will come alive in you. And the two can't coexist in the same space. You are free. You are free. Why do we need the spirit of faith at work in us? The end time, according to Bible prophecy, is two-sided. It's going to be gloomy on one side, full of uncertainties. And at the same time, it's ordained to be glorious for the people of God. It's at the same time. And that is the side to which you belong. For behold, a day coming that shall burn like an oven. Malachi chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. And not the proud. Forget about those nonsense. God, it'll be cracking grammar. The day that cometh shall burn them up, leaving them with neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise. Son of Righteousness is Jesus, with healings in his wings. And while they are burnt down, leaving them with neither root nor branch, you'll be growing up and going forth as calves out of the stalls. Same time. That's why you and I need the spirit of faith to be actively at work in our life, so we don't get caught up with the day of darkness. Not that it's coming, that has come down on the earth. You can't tell how many people died of fear to coronavirus. Maybe I have coronavirus. When that was announced, I heard of a story of someone said, coronavirus. I hope it's not here already. Because I went to the market today. Coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. He died. But Christ has delivered us. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 16. He's delivered us from he that had the power of death, so as to deliver them who through the fear of death were subject to bondage all the days of their life. So what is the spirit of fear? And the answer to the spirit of fear is the spirit of faith. You don't have the spirit of faith, you'll be buffeted by the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, whatever will make you lose your place in God's glorious agenda for your life must drop off your life tonight. Did you hear that testimony from Kenya? 40,000 business generating 1 point something million and then 3 point something million US dollars. My God. My God. In the same world. And so I said, you know why it's going down, coronavirus? I mean, that's a lockdown. Everything in my life is locked down. Everybody is a victim of his fear. No matter how righteous, how savvy, the things that Job greatly feared came upon him. Yet, he is said by God to be a perfect one. That the one that fears me and hate evil. My servant. Yet, he was buffeted with fear. And he suffered the worst calamity anybody can imagine. As one came to deliver the bad news, another one came. Another one came. Another one came. Abba. And then he now came and said, all your children. Fear opened the door to Job's calamity. And that's what he wants to do with the world today. To afflict mankind with fear. So he can destroy at his will. Nemos canesa, sekle rubikinia, anga kataproneni. God sent me, as I saw humanity, under distress, wailing and groaning. I said, Jesus, why? He said, from the beginning it was not so. And now the hour has come to liberate the world. My God. From a village to liberate the world. I've never been to any part of the world. To liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil, including coronavirus. Through the preaching of the word of faith. And I'm sending you to undertake this task. Sir, God sent me, no devil can send me back. I know who sent me. We have our books online. Jesus still heals all manner of sickness and diseases, including coronavirus. And fire the world with live testimonies of the drugs we use. So, if the world gathers together and I bless the bottles of oil in their hand, just go. All those funny things. It's my assignment. It's not that I study to locate it. Now, in the name of Jesus, everyone connected with you comes under discovery today. We captured those testimonies from across the world, across all the continents. Asia, North America, South America, West Africa, Central, North, Nigeria, whole. Amen. That Jesus has the answer to all human distresses. Yes. Jesus has his agents scattered around the world with the weapon to stop the devil from tormenting mankind. The deed is done. In the name of Jesus, this coronavirus scourge that has sent many into their shells, the root of it is cursed. You know, our job is to root out, to pull down, hallelujah, to throw down, yes, and to destroy. Amen. No, it's not that we gave that to ourselves. Amen. So as a prophet said to the nations of the earth, I decree tonight that this torment of fear be destroyed. You know, when it came, because he wanted to bring the world under a curse, everybody is afraid of their old parents. They become like shit to you. Your old mother said, Sheko, see, when you are not a cult, to your mother, who born you? Amen. There is an army of believers, ministers of truth, who have lived free from its scourge since inception.
Hallelujah.
And they are still free today in spite of the devil. This is the key. You need the endowment of the spirit of faith to be free from the spirit of bondage of fear. Many kill their businesses. Now, they are givers, they are tithers, they are helpers of the needy. Yet, their system crashed by the use of their mouth, the misuse of their mouth. How is everything? Where is coronavirus? Somebody has bought a store or a warehouse. His car business flourished in the midst of shutdown. You wonder where they are driving to. In the midst of shutdown, we never planted 10,000 when there was no shutdown, when everything was open up. But when they shut themselves down, no one can shut you down except you. So if they don't let you in one nation, go to another. There is no trouble here now. They will have gone around the world till I come. Glory to God. Your life will not be shut down by the devil. All your children have a future. You have a future. Until Jesus comes, no scourge on the earth will succeed to terminate your generation. Satan has nothing left with him but his ancient schemings. Lest you should take advantage of us, because we are not ignorant of his devices. Fear is his strongest weapon. It keeps his victims in bondage. It holds them down in captivity. The fear of a man brings him into a snare. But they that trust in the Lord shall be saved. You can't overcome what you fear. You can't dominate what you don't despise. Caleb said, hey, wait a minute. There is nothing in them. Yeah. They are empty barrels. They are bread to us. Let's go back to us. They took stones to stone them. You know who moved them to throw stones? The devil. Yes. Don't spoil my game. Don't spoil my game. Don't spoil my game. Where? He didn't let the stone reach them. The glory of God covered them. When you walk in faith, the glory covers you. You walk in faith, the glory covers you. In the name of Jesus, because the devil did not create man. And won't watch man be destroyed. Therefore, every destructive strategies of the devil is declared destroyed tonight. But listen to me. Faith will remain under attack till Jesus comes. In fact, Jesus said, when the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith on the earth? Luke chapter 18 and verse 8. I tell you that God will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? It's a picture of the severe attack that faith will come under. But the just shall live by his faith. So you have a responsibility to secure your faith alive and strong and up to the task any day. Then your liberty no man shall take away. Can I hear your amen? Can I announce this to you? No virus will ever enter your dwelling place. No virus will ever torment your children. Now, hear the good news. No one here will die young. No one here will ever bury their children. No one here will bury their grandchildren. That's why I said, earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints that exempted them from the horrors of life in their times. Contend earnestly. Jude and verse 3. For the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Faith carries same potency from one generation to another. No generation can render God's word invalid. But you can stop the sun and the moon from turning their places. You can't stop God's word from performing. Amen. I heard that. It thundered in my spirit. He said, the time you look up and you see the sun, know that my covenant is still in force. You look up and you see the moon, know that my covenant is still in force. Jeremiah 33, verse 20 and 21. Awesome God! If you can break my covenant of the day and of the night, that should not be day and night in their season, then you can break my word. My covenant is as eternal as my ordinance of the day and the night. That's why there's nothing in a wicked man. Nothing. Let him change the ordinance of the day and the night first. Then he can come and check on you. Tell that brutal witch, go and change that first and come back here. Tell that dreadful occultist, go and change that first and come back. I'll show you the son of who I am. Don't wish it. Build it. Building up your faith. Among others, praying in the Holy Ghost for the Holy Ghost to take over and help you get into deep things of God. Now, your lineage will now carry a new identity. A good old age family. Any agent of the devil that works against this prophetic verdict will go down for you. Any agent of the devil that tries to work against this verdict will go in your place. Luke 22 verse 31. Jesus said, Simon, Simon, the devil has desired to have you, that he may sift you or sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you that thy faith faileth not. It's number one target of the devil in every battle. Because when your faith fails, you have become a victim in battle. You can never overcome without faith. No one ever overcomes an obstacle of life with fear. Fear is a destroyer. Therefore, again, be free tonight. Therefore, be sober, be vigilant, because you are adversary. You don't have many, only one. Whatever you see around, they are the agents of that one. Your adversary, not your adversaries. Your adversary, the devil. He said, you know, so good see. What's happening here? An enemy, not the enemies. Oh, this will go, oh, my enemies. No. Just give the devil a knockdown. All those ones will scatter. They are his agents. When Goliath was brought down, all the soldiers stood to their heels. Nobody waited to carry him. They all fled. So don't go after the footmen. Go after the man. Fear is a molester. Fear defies man's dignity. Whatever fear has stolen from your life, you are getting it back now. They told a lady here many years ago by a specialist that this is not pregnancy, this is fibroid. He said, what I have is pregnancy. Thank you. He started anointing the tummy. Fibroid came down as fine boy. Amen. We saw a mystery there. There was oil on the forehead of the child. God is saying, I bought this by myself. Fear is of the devil. Somebody met me in Kaduna and said, he asked me, I said, what happened? He said, I saw blood. I said, so when you have blood, was nose bleeding, is that miscarriage? If I cut my body now, won't I see blood? Is that miscarriage? You are not pregnant with blood. You are pregnant with baby. Sir, heavens came. When her fear was destroyed, her victory was restored. What is blood? What is baby? They are not the same. They don't even swear the same. Baby and blood, are they the same swelling? Baby, that's four. Blood, B-O-O-B-L-O. My God, they are not the same. Hallelujah. Your case is different. Again, the spirit of fear is cast out of your life. Jesus was casting out evil spirits with his word. Matthew 8:16. He was casting out evil spirits with his word. Nothing dispersed darkness like light. Nothing dispersed darkness like light. We were going to a village on a crusade, and then they tie some charm on the footpath. And I saw the brethren that went ahead of me. They stood there. I said, "What happened?" They said, "See." I said, "What is it?" So I used my left hand. I said, "Pass, all of you, start going." There is nothing in this, but to instill fear in you. I didn't pray before. I didn't pray after. Pray after charm. Charm. God said, "What are you praying?" I said, "I'm praying against charm." He said, "You." Amen. Some people will see Lisa, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. He said, "They have sent it to him from his village." Because we don't see lizards here. Go and announce that government should work against lizards in your area. "The blood of Jesus." He said, "What happened?" He said, "One lizard just crossed here now." "My God, did you kill it?" "No, it has gone." Somebody came to me early in those days. He said he was hearing noise in his house. Just hearing noise, hearing noise. You remember? 1983. I said, you are too silent. Go there and begin to say, "Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God." He didn't hear the noise again. Satan wants audience. He wants attention. Amen. Your story has changed. You know, he that seated in heaven shall laugh. Because there is nothing in the threat of the devil. He that seated in heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. In derision. "Hey, what is happening to these boys? I'll deal with you of my nurseries." As he's laughing, they are running away. "The people are greater than us. The land eaten all the people." So how did you arrive? If the land was eating people, how did you escape? It didn't eat you up until you were able to collect the fruit. No. All this exaggeration of your situation is what is destroying your faith. In fact, in my entire area, there's nobody there that is not affected by coronavirus. No, not one person. Because I know my neighborhood. Everybody's affected. Did they announce to you? They are making more investments. You say they are affected. You would never know a setback anymore. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are warm and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. It's what you want to see that you see. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites. My God, there are too many. They dwell by the sea and the coast of Jordan. That description is too much for a land that eats all people. How did you sit down to get all these adjectives? And Caleb said to the people, "Shut up!" Before Moses, and said, "Let us go forth and possess it, for we are well able." "We be not able." And then others say, "We are well able," on the same circumstance. Now, in the name of Jesus, your fear is destroyed tonight. Shall I find faith on the earth? What kind of faith? They never give up faith. Now the just shall live by faith. Any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hebrews 10:38. The faith that waxes valiant in battle. Just throws an unusual strength and vigor against the enemy. The Abrahamic kind of faith that never staggered at the world. The Daniel order of faith. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego order of faith. Shall I find this faith? Not religious faith when you sit there in church. Whatever will happen, will happen. Into thy hand, O God, I commend myself. Nobody can do anything. Whatever will happen, will happen. Not that kind of faith. Evil will keep happening when you stand there. You stand on that platform, evil will start happening one after the other. But the last evil you saw in your life and in your family is the last we know. Thank you, Jesus. The I can do all things kind of faith. Did you see how Paul was toying with death? I'm between two, whether to stay or to go. Philippians 1, 23. For I'm in a strait between two sides, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better for me. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence that I have the power to choose, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. We have entered the era where death shall come to be openly humiliated in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. If you can put that clip on of the young man that was 4 days, that was embalmed in the mortuary for 24 hours, and Jesus stepped in and he sat up. Life. Not in a dream. See the dead. His senior brother, see him rise. The senior brother got there and said, Jesus Christ is here. No sound, no voice. He said, I mean, Jesus Christ, that Bishop David Oyedepo serves. Come. Came back to life. My God. Death will suffer the worst humiliation in this generation. This fear that's afflicted the world today is all against death. Death. I don't want to die. God forbid. I don't want to die. There is nothing in death. If the spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit. Your case is different. What kills others can kill you. Somebody lost or was attacked by four major organs were attacked. Liver, heart, kidney, lungs. Now, what remains? That shut down. Satan came to say, I shut you down. And he stood on the pit last Sunday. Life. Life. Whatever the enemy has shut down in your life, I command you to restore back to life. I decree release of new kidneys. Release of new wombs. Release of new fallopian tubes. Release of new livers. Release of new hearts. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. We had the prophetic instruction last night to come along with our point of contact of our various business and careers and vocations. It will be blessed. And will carry the mark of demarcation. Yeah. Let's run through demarcation testimonies of scriptures. There are five distinctive demarcation testimonies of God's people in Egypt. First, we have the plague of swarm of flies, which connotes stench. Connotes decadence. I will severe in that day the land of Goshen, where my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end that thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this time be. From tonight, God shall put a division between you and the people of the world. It may not look so now, but that is it. He said, tomorrow shall this time be. Swarm of flies? No. It was in the house of Pharaoh. It was in the house of his princes. In the house of everybody. But the least Jew didn't smell any swarm of flies in their homes. In the same vein, nothing decays in your hand. Your head shall not rot. Nothing rots around your life. Your children shall not rot. No seed of yours shall be mistaken for a vagabond. Your children will be more on fire than you. You will be grateful to God forever that He sent those children through you. They will do you honor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The next attack they heard that plagued the earth in their time was the death of cattle, which implies collapse of business and careers. Behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, and upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be very grievous moraine plague. A plague will descend on them. And the Lord shall severe between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. There shall nothing die of all that belongs to the children of Israel. There shall nothing die. Nothing. The Lord will demarcate between the two of them. And the Lord did that on the morrow. And all the cattle of Egypt died. But of the cattle of the children of Israel, died not one. Now, hear the good news. That career may seem to have lost a place in the economy, but because of you, a new place shall be created for it. From this mountain of Shiloh, you are living here as more than conqueror in your endeavors. Number of businesses have died since this 2020 drama began. Many businesses have collapsed. Many lives have given up. Many have escaped out of the world. Out of the world. But 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but they shall not come near you. Your businesses, your vocations shall not just survive, but triumph. But triumph. But triumph. You see that my very tall daughter who gave a testimony now, she gives her tithe in 7 digits. It's not grammar. It's repositioning to fulfill your exemption rights in Christ. Some people here don't know. We don't know anything about COVID setback. They're just going forward. You can't stop the sun. You can't stop the moon. You can't stop me. From today, the fear of nothing is working. I cast it out of your life. God will make a difference with your business. You never have to cry behind closed doors again. You shall not need to beg any devil to triumph at this time. Now, wait a minute. No matter what the devil does, Nigeria will not go down. Why? Too many children of God. My God. Lights all over the places. How can darkness prevail? If you know the army of the redeemed of the Lord in this country today, even the devil is afraid. Even the devil is afraid. Ask him, in case you meet anywhere. Even the devil is afraid. Nothing threatens the devil like number. When Israel multiplied, he got angry. Well, he collapsed with it. Satan shall not prevail in Nigeria. In any nation where they're going through any particular kind of stress or strain, the force behind it is Satan. It's not anything else. And no people have authority over the devil but the church. But the church. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I cast out the spirit of that tormentor from every nation. And then we have this plague of tribulations, devastation, distress. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thy hand towards heaven, and there shall be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. And he went on and said, so there was hail and fire mingled with hail, very grievous, such as was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and break every tree of the field. Only, my God, in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. The earth may be burning like an oven. All the proud who are busy mocking the move of the Spirit in the church shall be stubble. Nonsense. Don't mind those guys. Don't mind them. We'll be doing what we are doing. Nothing can stop us. What will stop you is very close. He is very closer. The day of the Lord is very near. He said, neither be ye mockers, lest your bounds be made strong. Don't mock God, my friend. He will reduce you to mockery. No more God. There are things you don't think. Talk less of say. Not when we're talking about God. You come against the Holy Ghost, he comes against you. When he does, nothing remains. I mean, heavy devastation. The kind that the world has never known before. But the church will be gloriously exempted. They'll be selling, you'll be buying. That's good news. When men shall say there's a casting down, you'll be saying what? That's your side. That's your side of the coin. That's your side of the coin. That's your side of the coin. And that's your side of the coin. And without belaboring ourselves, the last plague was the plague of death that visited Egypt. Every male firstborn of every family, beginning from the family of Pharaoh, who was then the principal agent of the devil, to the least person in the land of Egypt, everyone buried the firstborn and the firstborn of cattle. He went to look for them wherever they were and killed them that night. But the dog did not lift his tongue against any child of God. Not one. You shall bury no one. The fear of death over your children is gone. Over your spouse is gone. Over your grandchildren is gone. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Now we conclude. What guarantees this exemption? How do you experience this exemption right in Christ? Just one point. Proverbs 4, verse 22 and 23. Sorry, Exodus 4. Say unto Pharaoh, thus said the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And let my son go that he may serve me. If you won't let him go, I'll kill your son because I must free my son that is out to serve me. Mali tonim brinki tanora. And I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him. I will spare them. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. And it shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts. In that day, when I release my favor on the earth, and I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him, then shall ye return. And the sign between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. It's a right as members of the household of God, but it's the exclusive preserve of those who are committed to serving this God and the interest of his kingdom. You will not smell those devastations. For behold, the day cometh.
Yes.
Malachi 4. That shall burn like an oven. But I will make a clear difference between those who are serving me and those who are not serving me. That's where the key is. You want marriage? Go and serve me first. Did you hear that testimony? Serve me first. Your demarcation, your rescue is in serving me. Serve me first. Go and 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 serve me first. God is deadly committed to those who are out for the advancement of his kingdom. God is ever deadly committed. Don't touch them all. The laborers are few. Don't you touch? How? Would I be sleeping that time? Don't. No. How? Not I was serving him yesterday. Who are serving him? Who are on? Who are on? They are not on and off. They are on. They are stable. They are consistent. They are steadfast. No devil can dare them.
Hallelujah.
I see your exemption established. That's the key to it. When your exemption mentality is fear-free, when it's fear-free, if it's fearful, you will sink in the water. He will be, let me come. Then he saw the stuff. Lord, save me. He said, what's wrong with you all these years? You can't handle another storm. His faith had not been fired. But when that faith got fired, and he stood on the mount of at Pentecost, he became Peter the Rock.
Yes.
The Rock. The rockest rock in Peter came alive.
Amen.
The ruggedness in him came alive.
Thank you.
I therefore decree that by the encounter with the spirit of faith on this ground and taking responsibility of how to keep feeding that spirit, to keep it alive and strong against your battle, receive it right now.
Amen.
So it's not a right without responsibility. It takes your commitment, your dedication to keep serving God to remain exempted. Now, let me say this. There is no one in our church system that can say forever since inception, if I were not there. There is no government in this country, local or unlocal, I can say if we have not written up to support them, what would they say? Where is the support? Who got it from you? This God is up to anything, is this?
Yes.
Up to. He said, if God does not help you, where will I help you from? You better serve your helper.
Yes.
So he can keep helping you. Keep serving him. Your obedience does not add value to God, it has value to you. God does not need you and me for anything, we need him for everything.
Yes.
But thou shalt serve. And then you live your life in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Now, the most difficult area to serve God is in finances. And you know that difference came from financial aspect. This whole nation is cursed. Why? They don't have God as a factor in their heart. So they lost out of the favor of God and became victims of misfortune. But that day is coming when I will release my joys, when I will display my heavenly economy on the earth, and these who are serving me with their resources shall be mine. And I will differentiate between them and others. As a man spares his own son, that serves him. That serves him. That serves him. That serves him. That's the seal of exemption rights. You can't have it without being there. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's when trouble strikes that we know what is in here inside you. When you see trouble and you don't tremble, then something is inside. Then something is inside. That thing is getting to you now. Don't let any doctor's verdict shake you. Your becoming a victim is that shaking. Refuse to shake. No. We get to other levels. Stand to your feet. And by yourself, rebuke the hold of the spirit of fear. Rebuke the hold of the spirit of fear. Everybody. Rebuke the whole of the spirit of fear. Rebuke the whole of the spirit of fear. Precious name, we have prayed. It's gone out of your life tonight and shall never return there. No word of the wicked against you shall stand. The counsel of the wicked against your destiny shall come to naught. No weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. Every tongue that ever rests against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the sons of God, and their righteousness is of me, saith God. Isaiah 54 verse 14. It's a verdict of heaven. You can't change the sun and the moon, the day and the night. Forget it. Forget it. Don't stand in front of a trailer. It's a thing with a trailer. I say, who are you? You will know who he is. The same will say, never. Me for a trailer? My God. You start making incantation. The trailer said, then he put it on gear. And when the trailer crushes a man like that, he won't know it. It's less than a bump. Because it's grinded to flatness on the spot. In the name of Jesus, anyone that dares you for evil from tonight goes down for you. If you brought any point of contact, put it on the floor in the video centers where you are. Put it on the floor underneath your seat. I'll be blessing that just in a moment. Get seated, please, everybody. Everyone in church, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Give him a more than conqueror's clap of praise. Give him a shout of victory. Amen. Clap your hands, oh people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Amen. Now, what we don't preach, God cannot confirm. It's gone forth, and it's confirmed tonight. How many remember this testimony of Deacon Potter? You still remember the testimony of the vehicle in the midst of the bonfire? The filling station got burned. The story buildings in front of that filling station got burned. About 16 cars got burned. There was no smell of fire on the car in the midst of the fire. 8 policemen followed him to church. It is what we preach that God confirms. By this message tonight, you are eternally exempted from the horrors of life. We had someone's shop here, a trailer fell somewhere on the road. The shops on this side, bond of our shop, jump our shop. The other ones here, bond. Exemption. They say, which arm are you using? Which arm? He said, I'm just coming from Shiloh. On the right, on the left. The fire knew the message you believe.
Yes.
Amen. I said, the fire knew the message she believed. The fire knew the message Father believed. So everything got burnt everywhere. His car, he didn't have iron tire. His rubber. The car had fuel. So it has something to ignite it. Yet, fire said never. He believes. He believes. He believes. And jumped it. If you believe this word tonight, your exemption is sealed. Your exemption is sealed. Very quickly, redemptive rights belongs only to the redeemed of the Lord. You hear? Want to be part of this glorious army of triumphant believers. The one who will show the devil pepper in these last days. The one whose exemption will be in the open. And whose eternity will be secured. Wherever you are, you'd like me to pray with you tonight before we bless those materials prophetically. Please stand to your feet. You want to give your life to Christ tonight, I mean. Stand to your feet. You want to say, Jesus, save me. Stand to your feet. You want to dedicate your life to Christ and be part of this flow. Stand to your feet. It's your night of change. All over the world, wherever we are gathered tonight, you want to say, Jesus, save my soul. I want to be part of this glorious family of the household of God. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. You are holding your personal device in there, but you know you are not safe. And you add this word tonight. You want to say, Jesus, save me. Stand to your feet. Amen. God bless you, all of you who are standing. Inside and outside, if you are here in Canaan land and all over the places, please stand to your feet. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Now, all of us standing from everywhere and in every center, all the various centers around the world, please make your way to the front quickly, the front of the altar, quickly, 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 fastly, right now. Amen. Glory to God. Keep coming. Church, keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing. Because tonight is your night. Your night of triumph. Your night of new beginnings. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. All over the world, go before the altar of the Lord. It's happening everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Around the world, everywhere. Everywhere, keep coming, keep coming. Jesus is in the house. Is he saving souls tonight? Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. It's your time for a change of story. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Thank you, Lord. All of us who are in front, begin to fill out your cards right now. Begin to fill out your cards right now. Begin to fill out your cards right now. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus set me free.
I'm free. Oh, Jesus.
Again, for this great harvest all around the world tonight, give Jesus the biggest clap of praise. Now, all of us in front, please for a moment, you may start feeling those forms or those sleeves. Please bow your heads. Lift up your right hand to heaven. And pray this simple prayer of faith. It will change your life forever. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You believe the Lord Jesus, that God is from the dead, you shall be saved. Now, pray this prayer after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, save my soul. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. Right now, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe I am now born again. I'm now a child of God. I now belong to the household of God. I'm a member of God's family now. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for translating me out of the kingdom of darkness. I shall serve you by your grace all the days of my life. Sin shall no more have dominion over me. I shall make heaven at the end of my journey. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Amen. Congratulations. 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 Please submit those sleeves and then dance your way back, singing that same song. And you join us in singing it. Jesus set me free. I shall not be bound.
I shall not be bound. Jesus.
Lord, another big clap of praise for the massive salvation of souls tonight. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, he shall have a prophet's reward. 27th of August, 1987, the Lord delivered a mandate to me. I was in the U.S. Get back home and make my people rich. Loud and clear, unmistakable. Many lives has been supernaturally translated into realms of inexplainable breakthroughs from this anointed mouth. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet only can assess what the prophet carries. I carry a blessing to my world, and it's showing in places around the world. It must show in your life tonight. I was out on an outreach. A man went to his village for one thing or another. He came back and nothing was happening. Nothing. Everything closed. He was hardly making 10,000 in a month in a motor spare parts store. In a month. Gave his life to Christ in that outreach. Went back to his shop and made sales of 110,000 that day. One day. What he never made in one year or 6 months, never near it. That's the blessing on this tongue. Merush came many a time. So I'm not blessing you so you can bless me. I'm blessed. My God. I told our ministers today, whatever you brought as the offering we collect at the end of our summit, go back to your ministries and find someone who has a need and service that individual with a need. We are not collectors, we are distributors. We are not collectors. We are distributors. We are distributors of God's blessing. It's in our DNA. We carry the Father's DNA. His own law, his own gave. And has never lacked. He's still Jehovah Jireh. No matter what you take from him, he's still Jehovah Jireh. Man. Whatever blessing I proclaim tonight is for your good. Somebody said, please tell the prosperity of your people in that ministry. I said, when I bless them with the whole of my intestine. The whole of me blesses them. Let's bless you, just bless you. I'm going to release that order of blessings on you and the works of your hand. Now, get me right. You are blessed to be a blessing, and you never get blessed beyond your commitment to being a blessing. Hello? Even Papa pray for me. I'm not the living word. If you don't do what the word says, the prayer will fail. You are blessed. He said to Abraham, your father, my father, and I will bless you and make your name great. And thou shall be a blessing. And as I bless you, I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curses you to show the blessing came from me. They are angry with you, it won't matter. I'm the one blessing you. Let me see who will bless you. Now, the blessing you are receiving tonight will be irreversible. Amen. If you line up with the demand, it will be irreversible. I don't know where else. Thank God for what he's doing. But we are on with the project. The project is on. Yeah. Sir, there was not one announcement in church till now. Many church people are here. The work is going on day and night. We just shut down for Shiloh. The The contractor shut down for Shiloh so that people, they too, can sit down and drink into the thing happening here. Has not been stopped once, and there is zero pressure, my God. Zero pressure. Zero pressure. Zero pressure. We've never seen that size in our own little ministry, but it's the cheapest we have seen. God will ease life for you. Your next level breakthrough will be sweatless. If you truly believe in what this prophet carries, he carries the blessings of supernatural advancement, supernatural breakthroughs. One of us here was wrongfully dismissed from his job for 20 years. How many years? He got it back with all the allowances, all the salary, in one day. In one day. In one day. Something will strike a chord in your life and your business tonight. Now, take the bitter pill. Abraham, the blessed. Abraham, a business emperor, was a tither. By grace, I'm an addicted tither. I may tell you where I began from. I can't tell you where it's brought me to. It's not safe. Yet I've never made a demand on any of my sons or daughters or addicted, committed members of this church who can give me their soul. This thing works. But it won't reach your hand beyond your capacity to let go, to advance its cause and bless humanity. Somebody's story is changing. Somebody's story is changing. That's the response. Don't say, Papa, pray for me. I'm praying for you for grace to be able to stand in that blessing by taking responsibility. In your various churches, your various ministries, in serving humanity around your life, in blessing members of your various churches who are challenging, you know. That's how to sustain the flow of your breakthrough, not once and for all. Once and again, once and again, once and again. Now, stand to your feet. The good news tonight is that your life is taking a new turn. I decree the stamping of your exemption rights on your life. The scourge of death will not reach you and your household. Devastation will not locate your dwelling place. You shall not be a victim of calamities. Your business cattle, I mean whichever is your endeavor, in the name of the Lord Jesus, will not go off. Your business and businesses shall not shut down. Nothing decays in you and around you. Your life will never be reduced to a proverb and a byword. It will never be said of you, that man used to do well. That woman used to do well. In the name of Jesus Christ, my heart my soul, my mind, and my strength blesses the works of your hand tonight. You begin to walk as a king on the earth from now. Now, wait a minute. There's coming a dimension of wealth,
yes,
into the body of Christ. The kind the world has never known. In our days and time, a little one shall become a thousand. And a strong one, a small one, a strong nation. And it shall be at a speed never known. It shall be at a speed never known. It shall be at a speed never known. Two reasons for that. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached among all nations, and then shall the end come. Second reason, the poor shall not cease from the earth. So the naked will keep multiplying, the hungry will keep multiplying, and we are sent to serve them. We can't serve them what we don't have. So God is releasing unusual dimension of wealth in the body of Christ. May you be trusted with it. That's why I said, if you have not been faithful in that which is with your righteous mammon, who shall commit to your trust? Your trust is an entrustment. It's not an achievement. It's an entrustment. Who shall commit to your trust the true riches, the supernatural riches? Who shall commit it to your trust? Because you can't be trusted. He couldn't see you trustable with the carnal one. How can you have the supernatural one? Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, grace to be trustworthy in the sight of God, to be a channel for this supernatural way, receive it now. In our days, they will stop raising offering for church buildings. Members will be building those churches, including pastors. They'll be coming to you. Have we started building the churches in Gabon? Then yes, we have about 3 there to build. Please, allow me and my family to build the 3. You say no. We gave one to someone in our, please help me beg the one to take another place. They'll be fighting over advancement addiction. Advancement addiction. There are no things they are holding and storing and then feeling there's nothing I need to do now. Let me go to sleep. God says, okay, I lay you to rest. You will live long to enjoy his blessing. Take up those materials right now if you have them and leave them before the Lord. I dedicate my life and my endeavor to the interest of your kingdom today for continuous and unstoppable breakthroughs according to the prophetic word I've received. Now, make that proclamation yourself. Whatever that is, you are a distributor of the word. Lift it up. I dedicate my calling. And your gift is in my life to the cause of the interest of your kingdom and the needs of humanity. I believe in the prophetic word tonight. I must be among the ones that God will spare and decorate. That God will spare and decorate. Present your endeavor before the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Lift them up. If you can take this, take it. But by Shiloh 2022, you are minimum 100-fold of where you are today. Of supernatural turnaround is visiting you and your endeavor. Nothing fails in your hand. Nothing crumbles in your hand. Your endeavor will never suffer a setback again. In the name of Jesus. Many shall return as 1,001. Some will return with 10,001. Many will return as a strong nation. In the name of Jesus. God will turn you to a principal solution center in your nation. It will be clear that you are indeed a seed of Abraham. And Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year. Ananu Nimrodia Nikadia Nisa. The same year. Between now and Shiloh 2022, as the Lord tarries, many shall be turned to the envy of nations. You are one of them. Scream your amen in confidence. Now, your God, who turned a prisoner to the solution provider to a national crisis overnight, we change your story. And I pray tonight that God and the interests of His kingdom will never leave the center of your life. The higher you go, the higher it takes you, the more humble you will become. Pride will not cut anyone down. Wherever you will get to, that will become too big for God. And I pray this from my heart because I want to see you in heaven. Minus heaven, the whole thing we are doing is futility. Wherever you find yourself, where God cannot reach you anymore,
yes,
you will not get there. It's my private prayer.
Yes, sir.
Wherever you will take me to,
yes,
where your hand cannot reach me,
yes,
Let me never reach there. It's the healthiest way to enjoy heaven's blessing, to remain under his covering. You will never miss his covering in your life. Becomes a reality in your life today. Wave those materials to heaven and celebrate God. That's your venture flying. That's your venture flying all over the world. That's your venture flying. That's God throwing you up. That's God lifting you up. That's God calling you to get on the fly. Your struggles are over. Hallelujah. Now, choir, get back there. As we dance this dance, whatever connotes sorrow that can corrupt God's blessing will fly off your life. Hear me. Whatever connotes sorrow that can corrupt his blessing in your life, it will fly out. Because it does fearful things in the midst of praise. And can I tell you this? Before your breakthrough is your song. Sing, ye barren, he that did not give up. For thou shalt break forth on the right and on the left. You are the one God is talking about. Now sing and dance your way to your next level breakthrough. To your more than conqueror's breakthrough. And as you are doing that, whatever can corrupt your blessing, whatever causes sorrow around your life, will fly out. Tomorrow, you will testify. Now let's praise him, everybody. High praises, please.
Higher, higher. Higher, higher.
All centers that have all the things in place for praises, shut down the next 7 minutes and sing that praise locally. Celebrate God there with power in the name of Jesus. Now get ready. Are you ready? Now choir, come and display before your God as we sing this song. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Every remaining sickness is declared gone. Every pain that began this service with you will not return back with you. The sign will be fully manifested before the morning. Now, between this celebration night and the celebration night of Shiloh 2022, you'll be singing and dancing. You said, is that possible? This ministry has been singing and dancing for 40 years. Singing and what? Between this celebration night and the one coming in 2022, you are singing and dancing. Singing and dancing will not cease in your household. Lift up your hands and give God thanks.
There's more shouting, more shouting, more giving of glory to God. Hallelujah. Please get seated. Get seated, please. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout, I'm exempted. Shout it again, I'm exempted. You shall remain so. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please be seated, everyone in the assembly. Amen. Shortly before we close tonight, we want to again recognize a number of heads of ministries who have been with us ever since Shiloh commenced or came in between. Sons of the prophets in the house who belong to this family and have come to partake of their own portion at Shiloh 2021. Again, we have Pastor Paul Enenche and his wife. Pastor David Biome and his wife. We also have Bishop Feb Idawosa with us. Pastor Olubi and his wife, Bishop Ibeno and his wife, Bishop Dan Onoharam and his wife, Bishop Lawrence Osagi and his wife, Pastor Koride Kumaya, Pastor Femi Emmanuel, Bishop Uzosike Victor, Pastor Drew Aina and his wife. Bishop Lawrence Osagim and his wife. Pastor Sonny Kuki and his wife. Pastor Yemi Davis and his wife. Pastor Femi Emmanuel. Pastor Victor Abugum. Pastor Joe Ogbe. Pastor Biodun Fato Imbom. Pastor Shola Olawuyi. Bishop John Ibenom. Reverend Dan Dagana. Pastor David Kamanga and his wife from Zambia. Pastor Otam Tubov and his wife from Georgia. Bishop Mike Bamidele also is here. Pastor Ebziba is also here. And several others, perhaps you don't have their record here, but they are all here celebrating Jesus. We have also Pastor Udeme. To God alone be the glory forever. And we have Pastor Intiam and his wife. God is a good God. Also, our royal fathers are here. A number of them have been here since Shiloh commenced. We have His Royal Highness Ukoha Eze Joseph Ayanta. Amen. God bless you, sir. We have His Royal Highness Oba Adekunle Adeagbo, all the way from Otun Ekiti. The Alia Eze is from Igbere Kingdom in Abia State. We have Chief Amayo Osaru Wense from Benin Kingdom. God bless you. We have Chief Ijeoma Osundu from Igbere Kingdom in Abia State as well. Chief Odowene Achoja from in Hobo in Edo State. And we have His Royal Highness Inengiya Opuende, all the way from Nango Amakula in River State. You are welcome, Royal Fathers, and our various chiefs. Well, don't forget your neighbor next to you with a new name, more than a conqueror. Help me welcome your neighbors around you. Welcome, welcome again. To God alone be the glory forever. Well, the grand finale of the blessing of God, the final load of blessing, is coming upon you and I tomorrow morning at the special impartation service. I can hear you rejoicing already, because the rain will soon fall the more. Amen. Hallelujah. We have been receiving rain of blessing. The final deluge is coming tomorrow morning. 6 a.m. is when the service commences. Nigeria time, all across the globe. Do whatever you can. Everyone here tonight and those that are not here, inform everyone around you. Start calling. Start sending them messages. Don't miss the final call, the final blessing, the deluge of blessing, the takeaway service. That's all we'll be having tomorrow. No one will miss it. I said no one will miss it. We are all enjoined when we are coming tomorrow morning to come with your prophetic mantle, which will become an instrument of authority for you as you depart from here, as well as your bottle of anointing oil. These are the instruments delivered to this man, to this commission by the hand of his servant. Get fully set. Above all, come with your heart, so you can connect with the fullness of the blessing in the house. Someone's sleep tonight shall be the sweetest ever. Rise to your feet. Let's raise our hands together as more than conqueror entities and personalities begin to give glory to God again. Raise your hand. I know you can do it better. I know you want to do it louder. Do it right now to the glory and praise of His name. Make it louder. Make it bigger. Make it joyous. Make it glorious. Now, are you sure God is still hearing your voice of thanksgiving? Thank Him and thank Him. Thank Him and thank Him. Blessed be God forever. And all the saints of God in the house, respond with a very loud, thank you, Jesus. As a family, let us lift up our voice in one accord as we share the goodness of the Lord. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell forever. Amen and amen. Shiloh 2021, more than a conqueror. Congratulate your neighbors as you go. Have a wonderful night. Remind your neighbor of the time tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.